Welcome to the Divine Intervention from Dark to Light. I'm your host, Karen Young. The purpose of my show is to gather experience that give voice to the untold stories of the divine and how God intervened in your life and made a difference. I have a question, and this question is always, have you ever experienced a dream of wonder and warning? And have you ever been had divine healing of some type? Or had a hunch, or felt an intuition somewhere down in you, or heard a higher voice, a voice of a higher power, or like a prophetic experience or a psychic experience, or ever been touched by an angel, or a near-death experience, or had a vision that resulted into the divine intervention. If so, I would love to hear from you at 1-888-627-6008. I would like to repeat it, 1-888, if you want to get in discussion or just, you know, have your point of view, that's fine with me. It's at 1-888-627-6008. And today's topic of the discussion is, my topic is faith. I mean, I believe we all have to have faith, and I think most of us, we say we have to believe it. I'll believe it when I see it, and that's kind of the way some of us think. I ain't saying all of us, but we just got to see it. We got to see it. We got to feel it. We got to touch it, and those are our five senses, and I understand it. We was born with that, and we that's how we operate. You know, we got to see it. We got to feel it, touch it. It's got to be real. It's got to be solid. But there's another thing that you can't really touch. I mean, you sometimes can't feel it. It's faith. You have to have faith these days. I mean, you have to always have faith, not just days, just these days, but all days. But you have to have faith in everything we do. I mean, it's a part of life. It's a part of what we're about. I mean, a lot of things we do go around, we can see, we can understand it. Yes, everything is okay. We're doing all right. Every day we go to our jobs and all that. But when things are to be or coming into being, we can't see it. We can't touch it. So we have to believe it. It's really the other way around. We have to believe it before we can see it. And that's what I'm saying. This is where all our results come from, all our outcomes come from, and it comes from belief. And the question is, do you have faith? Do you have strong faith in the divine? It starts there, guys, my divine listeners. Yes, do you have faith in the divine? And we say we do, but and I say I do. But when it comes down to sometimes, you know, really when it's not seen and it's not where we can touch it, it's kind of questionable. And it is kind of iffy. Faith is, it's not iffy, but it have an appearance of a trickiness sometimes. When we're trying to navigate through our life, you know, do we really believe in something that we can't see? Well, you know, the divine is, there you go. We can't see it, but do we really believe in something we can't see? And the answer is yes. Yes, we do. We believe in something that we can't see because God is that. And he's bigger than all that. He's the creator. The faith is the base of everything, everyday living. We need faith in our lives, in our beings, in our doing, and our having. And we always are presented with what? The unknown. We're always presented with that unknown. We don't know what's going on. Lord, what is going on? What is my next money coming? I mean, what is the question is, you know, is this right for me? Is this the right thing for me to do? Or where is that money, you know, that's coming? You know, it really gets down to faith. It's that awareness. You have to be aware of the divine. That you got to be an awareness of the self that's in and the divine that's in the self. Because you have to broaden your awareness so you can have that faith, that strong faith. But sometimes we just don't have it. Even myself, it's like, you know, I've been living, I've been doing this through years, but you come upon a place where you say, okay, I have faith, but sometimes I just, you know, I can't see it. I mean, what am I, you know, what am I having faith in? But faith without works don't work. I mean, you can sit all day and have faith in something, and say, okay, I want these things to happen for me in my life. I want the money to come on time. But you got to really believe it. You just can't say it. And you just can't be in a situation and not doing it all you can do to get what you need to do to have the faith. You have to be doing, you, in other words, divine listeners, you have to take action. I mean, with the faith, it's all this is going in. You have to believe, but then it's really, you have to believe first that you can have it or it's coming, but you have to, from believing and staying in belief longer, then it comes, become the knowing. Then you get into the knowing, I know that this is going to happen because you done built up that belief. So where, you can get to the faith, but we have to rely on the unseen things. We have to rely on God, the divine that's within us. We have to rely on that because if we rely on anything else other, it just don't, the appearance don't always come. It just, sometimes the appearance is, like I said, it gets tricky. You're looking for, I mean, you're looking for a home, or if you're in an apartment, or you, they say you got to get out at a certain time and you can't see your way, but this is where God is. God is in the unknown and the unseen. This is where God lives. You have to know that. You probably can't feel it, touch it, or whatever, but you can't feel and touch your words either. But they're there. It's a lot of things we can't feel and touch. Emotion is there. But God is in the unseen. He's in the unknown. And so you have to have faith that it's there in the first place, in the beginning. Whatever it is your issue is, you got to know that it's coming to you. You can't look at the appearance because it don't always share it. Sometimes you can't see a sign of nothing. You're like, Lord, I don't see a sign of anything. How can I possibly get this? This is a terrible situation. How can I get myself out of this? Whatever it is that we're in, that we need faith in, because we're going to need faith through this whole cycle of life. I'm telling you, you may not call it faith. You may call it something else, but you're going to need to have faith in God. You got faith in divine, faith in something, but you either having faith in something you don't want, and you're putting it on the opposition. And that's what most of the thing is, that we're putting it, you have faith in something, but what are you putting it in? The thing that you want, are you talking more about what ifs? The what ifs can happen? What if this happened? What if, I lose my job and they give me a certain time to leave? What if this happened? That happened? What if I get homeless? You're not talking in spirit as to the what ifs on the other side. If you're talking more on the negative side, and I hate to put it on it, but the unwanted things that I don't necessarily have to say negative, or I can, but if you put in more, your energy is at such where you're talking about the what ifs in a negative way, or in a way where these things transform in your mind, your thoughts about, I'm not going to be able to make it. If you see yourself homeless, or if your house is going, no, you say in the name of Jesus, or divine, or whatever you say, but you got to stand it. I'm not going to be, you have to stand with it like you're talking to, something that you really know. You have to speak this thing. This thing can't, and sometimes it can be silent, but when it gets down where it's emotional, you have to really say it. If it's, say, for instance, they give you lost your job and you got to be out by the first of next month. I mean, some people are faced with that. I'm just using it as an example. And they say, ma'am, I know that, you lost your job. They're sympathetic for a little while, but the third month come around, it's like, ma'am, you say I lost my job 2 months ago, but are you looking? And you really are sincerely looking. You really are sincerely looking. And you can't find it. You have kids, you have bills. Everybody wants something from you. And you there you are. You do believe in God. It's not that you don't, but you can't find a job. Sometimes it's like that. You looked, you're on the internet, you're looking, and it just doesn't seem like it's working. You done did it. But that's when I'm saying you do everything possible. You can't just have things like, oh, well, that didn't happen. I mean, I guess I'm gonna get put out, or you have to do everything in your power for whatever it is, either this, example with this apartment or whatever it is. God don't work with people that's not in action. People don't understand that. God has got to work with you. The divine has to work with something. You cannot have faith without works is dead. You need to have faith and do everything you possibly can. Everything you possibly can do. I'm looking for a job. I'm, you know, talking to other people. I'm doing everything. I'm just going to go with the example with the job thing first. And you can't see a job. Well, you know, maybe I can do volunteer. Maybe I can, you know, maybe you need to borrow. I don't know, but you're doing everything possibly and praying and keeping your faith. And you're saying, I got kids. You can't see yourself. You can't pray and have faith and see yourself and in your mind seeing yourself outside. It doesn't work like that. Because guess what? The strongest pull, the strongest vibration is going to pull you, and God ain't got nothing to do with it. It's you and your thoughts is going toward, you're not going toward him. You're going toward an outcome that you don't want. But a lot of people do that. They don't understand where your outcome's got to be. Your faith has got to be where your outcome is going to be. If you have to say, I don't know how I'm going to get this. Well, you don't have to always know, but you have to have faith that it is. I got 3 kids. I got 5 kids. I need to be in a good place, Lord. You know that I lost my job. You can talk to God like that. I do all the time. Because he is the creator. He created us. He knows us better than anybody. He knows our situation. But he give us choice. He give us choice, guys. You cannot, you know, rely on him or whatever. And some people, you know, they don't. But what I'm saying is, my point is, you got opposition. You cannot concentrate on the result that you don't want more than the result. You can't have it. I'm not saying the scare is not there. Yes, it is. And you feel it. And this is real. As people say, the struggle is real. Yeah, it is. And so you're looking at this. But your power, all your energy got to go with, listen, God, you know, I got to have this part. Now, you're talking this way and you don't have a job. That's true faith. I got to have my place, Lord. I got to have food. I got to have everything. And even if you don't have the job, I got to have the place. I got to have my job, Lord. I need a job. I'm going to get a job. You start talking like that. I'm going to have this job. I don't know where it's coming from. I'm going to have this place. I don't know where that's coming from. You got 2 or 3 things. I got these bills. I know they paid in full. You have to speak it. Divine listeners, you have to speak your faith in existing. That's when God rushes into the action. When he sees that you've done everything that you possibly can do and you're speaking that way, that's where it's headed. But a lot of us, I'll tell you where we trip up, even myself. The what ifs get us all screwed up. And our thoughts, we're panicking. And of course we're going to be panicked. We done lost our job. This is the 3rd month. I've been looking for 3. It's like God don't have ears. He's not listening. Somebody's not listening to me, Lord. Somebody got the memo. I don't know. It's not translating. Jesus? I mean, somebody? It's just like nobody's listening to me. But yes, he is. But you have got to have that faith in the opposition of the appearance. The appearance is an illusion. The faith is really real. So what you got to do is not, I'll just tell you how I trip up and everybody else can, and maybe we can understand it together. But it's like this. You face with this, right? And all right, we face with it. Here it is. We're going to get thrown out. They gave us a 3-day notice, 5-day notice, whatever. We face with it. So you say, Lord, I am looking for a job. You continue, but in your mind's eye, because this is where the belief and the knowing is coming from. In your mind, you're saying, yeah, this appearance, this look bad. It looks like this, but you have to see it with your mind's eye that my kids are all comfortable. That I'm not saying it's easy, but this is where you got to go. But this is where we get tripped up at. Okay, so you see that. You start saying the what ifs. Damn, I'm going to be out. I asked my sister, you know, Linda. I asked my brother. He don't want to be bothered. He said he don't want to be bothered with no kids. You know, it just looked really kind of scary. It looks really dark. And so we get to thinking. Our minds start going in that direction where they don't want me. Then nobody want me. I don't know where I'm gonna stay. And then you start seeing yourself, you know, being put out. They're gonna come and get my stuff. And which is true, they probably will in the next, you know, you might have a court date, they may be coming to get your stuff. I'm not saying all this stuff is not happening, but you're going more towards all your energy is going to that they're going to get my stuff. They're going to put me out. I'm going to be put out on the street. I'm going to have to go to a shelter. All the stuff you're imagining. And you're getting emotional about it. So when we get emotional about it, it happens faster, guys. Divine listeners, it happened faster because the emotion bring what? Movement, emotion. It brings it quicker, faster. You wouldn't believe it, but every time you get emotional about something and you get really into it and you're feeling bad about it, it's happening, okay? And you see yourself getting put out, you see your loved ones getting put out, all your stuff, your vision is there. This is where your energy is at. It's at a low point. It's at a low vibration. And so you're seeing all this with your mind's eye, and you're getting ready to see it. It's getting ready to transform in the physical and real fast, because this is what you concentrate. You're not just concentrating on this one day. This is all day long. You're thinking like this. You're bringing more thought. And don't get with the relatives and the family. Girl, you're going to see yourself out. I tell you. You can't even almost talk to people when you have faith unless you're talking to people that saying everything is going to be all right and keep the faith, because you got them too. But I'm just saying on this side, I always have this opposite side because this is what I battle with. So everything that I battle with, guys, I kind of, you know, tell you guys in on the radio or on the station or whatever, my views and everything, because this is my point of view, but this is truth too. And we just, girl, we talked to about five people about this, and it's not in a good way. And these people, they ready for gossip. They getting ready to put you out. They getting ready to put you out. You're going to be out on the street. Your kid, what you going to do with your kid? They get all into it. And then you pick up there and you call up, you know, your other friend, Sandy, and all she got. She's sympathetic, but then it's not really, you know, helpful. I mean, they ain't saying I'm bad, but they like, what are you going to do? And they're really not your solution, okay? They're the people that is where you at, believe it or not. When you're in that low vibration, everybody you pick up, divine intervention, divine listeners, everybody you pick up on the phone is in that same frequency. They're not in a good frequency because you're not. And you think it's coming from them. It's coming from you because you're upset. You're emotional. So now all these people you done talked to, five people, ain't none of them gave you no good advice. Nobody is telling you where to go. They might say it. And girl, you can call help, you know, call, you know, somebody from the, you know, shelter. They probably give you a shelter. Now, I don't know. I'm just saying these people is on the same frequency. They're on the frightened frequency, I would say. That's a good one. Frightened frequency. They're on the scared frequency right with you. Whatever it is that's upsetting you, you're afraid, you're upset, and you're on that frequency, on that low frequency. Guess what? Everybody you picking up, everybody that you talk to, the people you come around you, the people, your brother coming in the door, what you doing? You getting thrown out? Oh, you know what? I seen such and such, and they'll tell you she got thrown out. They threw her out in 3 days, this and that. You can't find a job. Well, you know, it's hard to find a job. These same afraid people, this on your frequency, because that's where you at. And so these same people, they're going to tell you where all the reasons why you can't find a job. It's so hard. It's so, oh, yeah, nobody found a job because she took her a year to find all this talk. Okay. All right. So then now you done build up a momentum of negativity. Now you're really upset because now you done talked to five people up and they didn't have no solution for you. All they had was negative talk, but they're only matching you. You can only match what you're given. You're afraid and they're afraid. And they're afraid for you, not in a bad way. Not saying they mean harm to you when they're doing this. They mean good, really. They're just trying to tell you the facts. But God don't work on the facts, baby. He's beyond that. The facts is the facts. They don't mean nothing. Let me tell you, they have facts that don't mean nothing. That don't mean nothing to the divine. That's just facts for the day, and that's old facts anyway. So let's go back on this side. Let's go on like, okay, let's speak it. Okay, so you on this side. And I'll tell you, that outcome will come. if you stay in that vibration. I'll just say that. If you stay in that vibration with all those, that low frequency vibration, that low kind of talking and worrying, because worrying never helped anyone. Ask me whoever worried. I don't know what it's for, but it never helped anyone. So, you stay in that vibration, you're going to get nothing but that. And they're really going to sit you out. And really, all these things that you, as they say, the fear came upon me and it came true. All that I imagined, it really came true. Yes, it did. Because that's all you was focusing on. So it has to be. It has to come to pass. It must. Because you don't know how powerful we are. All your energy is going there. So therefore, it has to come to pass because you're having faith. Guess what? In the wrong thing. You're not having it, God. So all those bad things and terrible things are coming and more. Guess what? It's going to have a momentum of that it's going to be probably worse than you thought. Oh, my God, they just stole my car. I'm telling you, it's just like that. Damn, how could all these things, when it rain and pour, it really, yes, it does. It get worse than that. So we're in that vibration. So that takes care of you. You all know where that's going. So let's get in this other vibration. This other vibration of faith is, yeah, I do see it. I see it, but I don't see it. I mean, you're not being blinders, but you got your faith more than you see what you're seeing. So you say, God, I know this is what's going on, but you're God. You're the creator. You're the divine. You say you can do all things. And you tell God, that's what it is. You say you can do all things. You're bigger than all of this. You're bigger than all our circumstances. Well, you're more powerful than our circumstances. So, Lord, what do I need to do? And you ask him, what is the next step? And you stay in faith and you speak it. And if you have to write your affirmation down, I see my job. I got my job. My kids are safe. They're in a wonderful apartment. And if you want to get deeper with the apartment, you can say, you know, it's big enough. It's 3 bedrooms, whatever it is that you seeking, Lord. I know you can do this. I know I'm standing in faith. I know that God is good. And the divine is good, and that he is in charge of all this. And you stay in that. You stay in people that's talking to you. And I'm telling you, these are the people that you call that is prayerful or optimistic or whatever. And you call. You know these people. And if you can't, you can get on the Facebook and you'll find them, whatever. But it's everywhere. Positive people, it's everywhere. I'm not saying negative people. I'm not even saying these people are negative. They're just on the same frequency. So you're on this frequency of faith. You start saying, you know what, God is good. You start being grateful. You start being grateful for what you got. You know, I ate today. All 3 of my kids ate. I'm in the apartment right now. So you thank God for that. But you stand faith. You say, Lord, I know I'm in the apartment now. But they said I got to leave by the 1st or 3rd or whatever. But now, Lord, you got to put me in a great apartment with my kids. And you see yourself every night visualizing your kids safe, your job. You're like, Lord, I'm looking. I don't know where to look. But then you start talking to these people on the phone. You're like, okay, girl, or whoever it is on the phone, I, you know, my situation. But I'm keeping the faith. And you telling people that you do. And then they'll turn around and tell you, yeah, girl, keep the faith. I know such and such got a job here. Start looking. These kind of people, they have options. They have solutions. Well, you need to look here for a job or there. I know somebody that got this. Or, girl, you'll be in my prayers. Stay strong. Stay faithful. You know, whatever it is that you need, these people, you're in that vibration because you have decided you done picked up these people, done picked up your vibration. There's a momentum there. There are you. And somebody say, oh, well, I heard that you getting put out. You said, no, I ain't getting put out. They said, no, I heard you getting. You said, no, God got a place for me and my 3 kids. That's the way you got to talk. He has a place. Oh, girl. No, God has a place for me and my 3 kids. And I'm going to get a job. And I'm going to get a job. I don't know how, but I'm going to get a job. I'm going to ask God to lead me where I need to be. And you stay prayerful. You stay in focus. And then your vision that you got in your mind, that you stay steady with, it never, I mean, you know, you can still have that, but you got more faith in this area than you got. I'm not saying that you, but you kind of got to totally block out the people who's talking. You got to block that out and talk to people that's going to encourage you. to say, you know, stay strong. I got you. We're going to pray. Then somebody start bringing you over food, or somebody, you know a place where you can go and tell them you can stay with me, or you might meet a stranger. You never know how God works, is what I'm saying, but it is a strong vibration this way. I'm going to. You ever been so determined? You just know it. You can feel it. That's the way you got to have it in this life. And I'm saying it's always, you know, this way, but this is a heavy situation, and you really need strong faith in this. You being put out or something like that on the edge, which you need strong faith, but this is something that you really need faith in. So you have to keep all your energy, and I mean all your energy, to what, you know, not to the point where you can't let go and say, you know what, I know God. And at one point you have to let go, you know, and say, you know, I prayed, I did everything. And then you let God, you let go and you let God. You heard that before? You really do. You can't say strong word, I'm so faithful, because that could be also detrimental. You're not really feeling it. So you have to feel it as well. So in that feeling. So you got to feel the faith and continue to believe it and feel it and be a part of it and let God lead you to where you need to go and lead to where you need to be. So you have to feel that. And so then once you let go, you say, you know what? I'm going to let God handle this. I'm going to let God do it. And you let go. You meditate, or you get still in what you're doing and you let go. You let go and you let God. And God will. He will. He comes through all the time. He comes through all the time. And you have to let go. You have to always have that faith. And you have to see it and believe it before it is here. It's got to be in your mind's eye. It's got to be where you can see it in your mind. And sometimes we can always see it, but feel it too as well. Feel it in your body, feel it in your mind, and know. And then that's when the knowing comes. You just gotta know and just have to trust that everything is gonna work out, you know, fine. And it usually does. I mean, you have to be more on it on that side than you are on the other side. And this is, you know, where that faith come in, that strong faith come in. But I have a story of myself, that what happened with me when I've gotten my own job. I was working temporary in human resource for the government for a while. I think it was maybe a 6 month. I was looking for a job actively. I needed a job. I just had got off of unemployment and everything. And I said, Lord, I need a job. And he landed me a temporary job with the government, which was, you know, where I wanted to be, but it was temporary, and it was not to exceed June 17th. It was supposed to be 3 months. And in that 3 months, I was going on interviews and I was looking for a job, and I was, you know, trying to figure out what I wanted to do. And things didn't look like it was in that 3 months. I went on a couple interviews and stuff like that. I'm thinking I got it. But one of these interviews I went on, it didn't feel right. I don't know. I'm like, I don't know if this was the right fit, because you always got to go, like I said, divine listeners, with your intuition and with what you feel. And I'm always for that. You have to go with the way you feel. Even though I was desperately needing a job, and this agency that I was being interviewed with didn't seem like it was the right fit for me. And it was like, even if I don't have a job, I don't even want to be working with them. I don't know. It was just some kind of not fit. It wasn't that they were bad or had a bad vibe. It's just, you know, how you just had that feeling. So I went on, but I had this, I was working with, you know, on the temporary part, in the personnel part. And I had this supervisor that was supervising me. I don't know what it was with her. Her name was Juanita. She just wanted to break me down. I don't know. I was doing well. I was serving her well. I was typing. I was doing all the stuff, you know, at the time, some years ago, that I was supposed to do with her. But she is just something with her. She just knew I was looking for a job, and she just wanted to, did you get that job? And she was just on my back, you know, they ain't gonna hire you. And at one point they was gonna hire me in the personnel, and I kind of liked it up there, and I was really praying to, you know, be at the personnel office and deal with the records and all that stuff and personnel and all that, dealing with, you know, in the personnel with people, because I love dealing with people and stuff like that. And she was kind of like, kind of haunting me. Every job I got, she would, did you get that job? I don't know if they're going to hire you. I don't know. And the people that was there, they loved me. They loved the way I worked. And everybody was rooting for me to get the personnel job. And they was asking, you know, the upper management to hire. Why don't y'all hire Karen? We have a position for Karen. Why don't y'all hire Karen and stuff like that for the job? And I just was praying all the way through, you know, Lord, I wanted that personnel job. I'm like, you know, I hope they get it. But the supervisor, she just started being kind of mean to me and, you know, go and get my coffee. And, you know, I wasn't supposed to get her coffee and stuff like that. But something inside me, the Christ consciousness that was in me, told me not to fight this woman. Whatever she asked me to do it. And I really, and I got kind of funny kind of personality. You know, I ain't doing nothing, you know, if you're going to be mean to me, you know. But it was something inside me. I don't care what this woman said or did, said, don't lash back at this woman. And I do play close attention to my feelings and the Christ and the divine that's within me. So I didn't. She, you know, go get this. She was being more and more difficult and this and that and that and that. And it was coming, I'm a wound it up, but it was coming time to, closer to that time where I was going to have my departure. And I'm like, Lord, you know, I'm on these interviews and it just doesn't seem like, you know, I'm getting anywhere, but I still kept the faith. I still had it. So I said, I'm in the personnel office. I'm going to get me a job, and you know, within myself, you know, this woman, but I wanted to be in personnel. But sometimes your blessings are not always what you think and where you think they are. So anyway, they did a party. She was too happy to give me my going away party. She like, oh, she just kept rubbing my face. Oh, no, I'm getting ahead of myself. They asked management, they all wanted them to hire me except Juanita. She's my supervisor. I don't know what was going on with her. She just, I don't know. And they was like, we're going to ask upper management, you know, and everything to hire Karen and everything. And then the word was coming in, you know, out whether or not they was going to hire me and it was the position right and all that. And somebody came and they said, you know what? The big boss spoke, you know, they said, we're not going to hire anybody. We have everybody we need and stuff like that. And the people was like, oh, Karen, that's so sad. But I was so into my faith, guys, that when they told me, it didn't even bother me. I said, really? I said, I said to myself, this is not the highest boss. This is not the highest father. This is my father is higher than that. Jesus is higher than that. The Christ consciousness within me is what I was saying. It's got the last word. That was my attitude. Guys, you got to get like that. That was my attitude. I didn't even. And they were saying, oh, well, he just spoke. And I said to myself, I think I even said it. But that's not the last word. What is? I said, God is. So anyway, here come the supervisor. Oh, I see that they didn't hire you. I said, that's okay. You know, I was nice working and everything. So they gave me my, you know, my party and everything. But something came up. It was another position that came up down. Another position, Administration for Children and Families position, where I want to be with that kind of agency that kind of matched me, working with children, Head Start and all that stuff, dealing with kids and giving of yourself and giving of your service. It was my type of job. I went down there, nailed it. But first thing they said was, how's your supervisor? You know? And I said good things about her. I said, Juanita is, you know, a wonderful supervisor, you know. It wasn't that I liked her, because she did have wonderful ways about it. But I didn't say anything bad about her. And they said, how was she great chest workout. So she'll tell you that I get things done, you know, anything that's in my inbox, you know, at the time, you know, I get it done. I did it done right away, this and that and that. And they had to call Juanita and they had to get the information from her about me. And she couldn't say no because I never lashed at her. She only told the truth. So you guys, you have to know. And I got the job. I got the job and it was a beautiful thing and everything. And I didn't miss a beat. It was time for my time to leave. And I started right away with them. And I didn't miss a beat. And I have never missed a beat since. But what I'm saying is you have to keep the faith. I kept the faith even though it was seemingly crazy. She was messing with me. It seemed like adversity. I just kept that faith. You know, you have to keep it in your mind and you got to keep it going. And you have to feel it. And I felt that. And it's been a lot of times, not just that in my life. I'm just, you know, giving you an example how you have to keep the faith in the face of adversity or anything and people coming at you and saying things and wanting you to react to them and have a reaction to them. No, your only reaction is to God and the divine that's within you, that whatever it is that you're facing, you need to, and you're facing really all of us is always forever facing the unknown. We never know what's going to happen. But when you know the divine, you don't have to worry about it. You can worry if it's your choice, but you don't have to worry. That's a choice. So you just have to stay more faithful. But then I'll say all this, then I'll forget. If something comes up, I'll have a reaction too, just like everybody else. I have to remind myself, what am I having faith in? Which is it? If I'm having faith in what God, the divine one for me, which is always good. He never wants something bad to happen to us. He never steers in the wrong direction. He always steers, but it's still always choice. He gave us free will, guys, divine listeners. He gave us free will. He's not going to make you one way or another which frequency you go to. It's your choice which one you go to. He allows you to be in choice of which one you go, but it's best to go in the divine way. Go in the choice of God. Go in the choice in the faith of it. Have more of your energy and what you won't do want than what you don't want. You have to have your energy there, your mind, your thoughts, your body, everything where you want that faith to be. And then you have to be doing, guess what? Actions in that direction that you want to go. You have to take the action. You can't be sitting up there, oh, Lord, I have faith. I'm just sitting here. I mean, I'm visualizing. I got all these thoughts in my mind, visualizing. And, yeah, it's all good in my head. You know, I see it. I feel it, you know. I feel it in my bones. I feel it in my heart. I got it. I got it. Yes, you got it. But you have to take action. This is not no thing where God do. God works with you when you have to take the first. God help the ones, what they say, God help the ones that help themselves, the child that helps himself. God help who help themselves. It's just not God. I do it for you where we sit around and we just don't do nothing. We just pray. It's good that we pray and it's good we have faith, but we have to take action. And it's for me too. I can't just sit around and expect for things to go. No, you have to take action in the direction you want to go and in perfection with God and have God with you in your doing and in your being and in your saying what you're speaking. You can't go out here and say, I have faith in this and start worrying about something else and thinking about something. You split it. Your energy split it. Have you ever felt that way? I want to do it. I don't want to do it. It's an undecidedness. You haven't decided yet. That's the worst feeling ever, guys. Sometimes I get that way. I don't know what I want. I don't want, and so do God. God don't know what you want either. You're undecisive. You don't know what you want. We have to know what we want. If you want that, you know, you have to say it, believe it, see it, be it, feel it, and be in the direction of it. And it's got to be the good for all. It's got to be, it can't just be, you know, it's got to be for all that's around you, for my kids, for everything that's involved around me, the good for all. And that's how I pray, that's involved in it. Not only that they just get me as an employee, but a good employee that I'm going to do the best in all the good and service that I can give and provide in a good way. See, it's not just a selfish meaning. What are they getting? They're getting a person that's lazy that's coming here that don't want to do nothing. They got piles of stuff on the, grant work on their desk and not doing anything. What are they getting? So you have to give your service, and when you get in there, do it. Do the work and have the attitude of giving and serving and being the best person you can give even before you get on the job. You have to have that. Or wherever it is that you're going, whatever it is, it don't have to be a job, whatever it is that you're seeking, or whatever it is that we're reaching for in our goals, or whatever it is, you got to do all that you can do and more. And God bless the ones who help themselves. He bless them. The ones that don't do it, they stay in their same position, wanting and asking, why ain't this happening to me? But you're not moving. And then, you don't want to move in a frantic pace either. You don't want to move. I just say it's all in your energy. You don't want to move in a panic energy either. Go ahead and do something crazy, like, okay, I'm going, move before you can move. It's got to be, I'll just say it like this. Your faith, your belief in God and divine, it's got to be inspired actions as you go. Your steps has got to be inspired. You have to feel the steps. God, what do I need for you to do? Your phone call will happen or something. You can feel it. What's your next move is? You almost can feel it. And no, you can feel it. Or the vibration that you're feeling, it's inspired action. Let me call this person. I don't know why I got to call it. Guys, do it. When you feel that inspiration telling you ain't talk to this person, or you need to go a place, or you need to go somewhere where you didn't normally say it, and it's in your feeling to go, and you say, and I'll just tell you this, all your inspired feelings of God don't always make sense. Divine, listen, they don't always make sense. Meaning that it could be a place where you just drove by and God, the Spirit tell you know what, go back to, and you're like, I don't want to go. Why am I going to the bank or whatever it is, Dunkin' Donuts or whatever, I don't know. I'm just saying, one of these places where you're thinking, this is odd. But in that oddness, you'll see if it's inspired action, you feel like, okay, I don't know what I'm doing. Sometimes you feel like that, but I'm gonna go in here. And you go in here and something could transpire. A person you meet or a person you need to see, God know more than what's going on than us, because this is the inner world. This is God's world. This is God's world. He created it. So he knows what's going on more than you, but you got to be in tune. In order to be in tune, you got to be in tune with yourself, your body, your thoughts with God, so you can hear them. So when you get your prompts, you can know that, okay, I don't know, but I'm gonna go, I'm gonna try this. Let me call this person. Are you hiring or whatever? Not saying all so much. Or if you're in a business transaction, whatever it is that you're doing or you want to do, you're making moves. You're in action. You're in motion, and God is in it. Even if you get there and it's nothing, but you're still in motion. You went with that spirit. You went with that feeling, And so what that it didn't turn out exactly the way we wanted it to. That's part of the path. And that'll happen too in your faith or missing, hitting and missing. You can't get stuck in the missing. I mean, you're hitting, but then you miss and you say, okay, I miss you. And you feel it for a little while. You say, okay, that didn't work out. That didn't work out well. I thought it was faith. Maybe it was. I don't know. But I missed it, whatever. But if you stay in that miss, oh, it didn't work out. I mean, you can stay. We can moan for a little while. I give it because I do it. We can stay. But if we stay there longer, our thoughts is getting ready to multiply, because you never stop thinking. You never stop being. And it's like either one or the other. How are we going to do this? So if you stay down there, this don't never work out. Then next thing you know, that didn't work out. Then nothing going to work out. Nothing ever works out. Then you start thinking of all the stuff that didn't work out. That's how the mind goes. It really do. You have to train the mind. It can't train you. You have to train it. And you got to get in that practice. What am I thinking? What am I thinking? You really do. You have to, you can't monitor every thought, but you have to get in the business of when, especially when you get something didn't turn your way, because things don't always turn our way. We don't always get our way in this life, but it's really more of awareness and learning. It's part of the path. of what it's telling you that you're not, you need to think another way, or you go in another direction. That's all it is. It's self-correcting, and God is always self-correcting. If you pay attention, he's always correcting our paths, but we have to know it. We can't get stuck on it. It's just gone wrong. It's just wrong. It's all wrong. It's always been wrong. My life has never been. So you get in that kind of frame of mind, then you're going in the wrong path, because now it's getting ready to get ingrained. Some kind of way you're getting ready to get a momentum. And when I talk about this momentum, you're getting into that momentum and you see yourself. And sometimes you can get in the momentum and you happen to know that you have gotten that momentum. You just have to ride it out. Because I've gotten into it. And I've just gotten on this ride and I said, oh, I just have to ride it out. I mean, I'm just the way I was thinking. And if things happen to be coming this way and people talking crazy, you getting all kind of responses from them, you know that you're setting in motion. But you got to be awareness. And that's what this is all about, being aware of what's going on. Be aware of your thoughts and being aware of divine is always here, present, on time, in time. Out of time, really, but in our time. But really, God is, there's no time. He's just here all the time. Divine is always here. So, but this is the time we made up, man time. So, I mean, he's here too. So my point is that we have to have faith in the things we say. And we got to, if we believe in this, we say we do. But when we come up to some kind of opposition, it's like, do we really? Do we really believe that God can do everything, that he's the impossible and he can make everything possible? Do we really believe that? You know, sometimes I do have doubts about it, because it just seems like it's just the situation is overpowering. The circumstances seem to be more powerful than what's going on. It's like it's overtaking you. But it's like, then you say, does the circumstances overtake me? Does the situation control me? Or does the Christ and divine in God is more powerful than the situation? So therefore, you got to go within yourself, like I said, and get into that motion. Is this situation going to control me? Or is the Christ consciousness within me bigger than this situation and controlled? And once you get in there, you say, yes, God, the divine, is more powerful than this one. You don't think God can do this? I don't care how grand it is. 9/11, I don't know. But God is in it. I don't care how grand it is. There's a purpose for it, and God is in it. So you need to go to God and have the faith that you can overcome any and every situation. I don't care what it is. Don't think that opposition more. Don't think more of what you don't want in a situation. That is having faith, but it's having faith in the wrong situation. It's having faith in all the things that you don't want your outcomes to be. You don't want your outcomes to be like that. So you don't want to, be in that frequency, in the low one. You want to be in a higher frequency where you know that God is real. God is good. He wants the good for me all the time. He's not angry with me. This is happening for a reason. You did something back in your past, or in your past life, all that. I just don't believe that. God is on the present. And he's always here for us. It's that, are we here to receive it? Because we can give out the faith, but are we here to actually receive it? Are we here to receive what God have for us? So you have that faith, you do everything you possibly can do in your power, in your being, and you let it go, and let it go to the divine, God, Christ consciousness, Jesus, whatever, God or the universe, if you want to call it the universe, let it go to that and see how that works. It always work out right. It may not work exactly the way we think it is, but in the end, it always work out to our benefit. It always work out much better than what we think, way better than what we think. And I was thinking that the personnel job was the one, but this job was way better fit for me. The universe, you know what fits us better. So you need to go to that. You need to go to God, the creator that knows us more than anybody, that created us for the good. And so all the good that can happen and all the good that's around us, and that we stay in faith and in the goodness of God and the Creator, that we just can't go wrong. But our faith has got to be strong, and we got to be in that direction where God is. See, we can't be in the direction other than God. We got to be in that direction where God take us to. It might be any place where He take us. We don't know where we're going exactly, but when we get there, we say, okay, this makes sense. And then for a little while, it may not make sense, but it makes sense later. Or you're where you're supposed to be. You say, ah, but you know, this life is plenty complex within and out. I don't see, I know all of this here universe. I don't, but I do know this. You can concentrate on something. You can't expect to be in a negative mode and get positive results. There's no way it can happen. That's just the way it is. That's the law. You cannot, that's the law of the divine. You cannot expect positive results and giving out negative venom. You're going to meet somebody to argue with. You're going to meet somebody on the path on that. You can't expect that. Unless you can change a negative to a positive and say, okay, this is part of the path if it came your way, but, you know, and you say, change it around. Say, this is part of the path. I don't know why this happened. Why did I, you know, they mugged me or whatever, but I believe there's some good coming out of this. You have to change everything to good. And that's the way you can kind of navigate your life in a way where it's easier for you. And it's much more easy to navigate in that kind of way. So you have to go with the good. You have to go with God. You have to go with the divine. And you have to keep the faith in all things. I mean, we're all facing things every day. Unimaginable things, but they're not bigger than God. They're not. God is not afraid. God is not afraid of any of this. He knows exactly where to go, but you have to be in the receiving mode to receive it. You have to be in that mode. God can't reach us if we ain't being, you know, we're on another frequency. I mean, He's on the frequency. That ain't where God is. You got to be where God is. God is on that frequency where everything is working out. Everything is divine. You on that one. Like I say, always calm down. Because when you calm, we do much better. When we hype, our hearts are beating. You know, we are not really breathing. And that's where God is, the breath away. In your breath. Stop breathing and you'll know you're going to be dead. So God is in the breath. So start breathing and calming down. Taking deep breaths. And get more calmer. You can think better when you're calmer. And you can have much more faith when you're calmer. And then start writing your affirmations down and being much faithful. So, yeah, divine listeners, you know, that does it for me for now. You know, we will continue our discussions, divine discussions. In the meantime, my next show is August 11, 2018, 8 o'clock p.m. Central Time. And I can be reached at divfromdarktolight@gmail.com. And I'll be looking forward to hearing from you guys. Good night and God bless you. Keep the faith.